Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Care what Danny wants. I'm running this. I'm the captain. I go as long as I want to go. You don't tell me. He ain't on here. Take care of your daughter. Leave me alone. All right, here we go.
Leave that in, please.
All right, here we go. Welcome to episode 1372 of Gamertag Radio. I'm Paris, and I'm here with Rihanna. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm awake, back from a long day of traveling, and ready to talk about video games.
Yeah, me too. And thank God Danny is not here, so we can actually have a real gaming conversation instead of being interrupted 10,000 times. But while you were traveling, some big news came out of the Halo Championship this weekend. Yeah. And so that is a couple things. First and foremost, 343 Industries is no more. They have now renamed the studio to Halo Studios. And as a result, they are also moving away from the Slipspace engine, and they are moving all future Halo projects to Unreal 5. This is big on a couple different fronts, but I'm very curious, Rihanna, what is your initial reaction to this news?
My initial reaction to this news is... maybe not necessarily I expected this because, you know, I didn't have any prior knowledge about this announcement. However, it's about time might be a better way to say it, because as we know, and like you and I have talked about this offline, the Halo franchise is very nostalgic for a certain subset of gaming audience. But there is an entire generation of gamers who really don't feel that way about Halo. And we know why they could or should, but this newer audience, you know, they don't have that same introduction that we got with Combat Evolved, even if you came in with Halo 2, that really solidified this game and the studio's place as one of the all-time greats in the gaming catalog. It's a classic for a reason. And I think when they broke off to become 343, there are a number of regime changes that happened around the same time that have definitely been felt throughout the product over the years. Master Chief Collection was so lauded and so celebrated for so many reasons, but one of the biggest ones that I had seen is that it was a return to form for people to go back and play that old catalog, some people for the first time. And I love seeing this refresh once again and changing the name to Halo Studios and focusing on the core of what this IP and this franchise are about, and like bringing back some of what really made that original narrative special, what really made that original experience special. And I love to see it. Also, I'm a huge fan of the visuals of the rebrand. I was saying to our friend Naomi Kyle, it reminds me of like how the Logitech G, none of the pieces of the letter connect, but you can still read it. I like
yeah.
I like when there's a little bit of abstract to it. And I think it also harkens a feeling of the future, right? Like the original Halo CE logo looked futuristic at the time. It doesn't anymore, and I like that they've made this update.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you on that. I do like the new design, and I think it's important that they are rebranding away from 343 Industries. I mean, we just have to be honest about the legacy of 343 Industries. They have a lot more misses than they have positives, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Like it's interesting you brought up the Master Chief Collection because Pierre Heintz, I believe I'm saying his last name correctly, he is the new studio head for Halo Studios. He's basically leading the gaming side of the studio, and he was responsible for salvaging the Master Chief Collection, you know, and the missteps that they had when it initially launched. So I had a conversation at the Game Awards last year. I won't say who, but we were talking. I don't even remember what we were talking about. Actually, I do remember because I had a chance to interview Brian Gerard like right before the Game Awards. And that was when the firefight mode was coming out for Infinite. Mm-hmm. And I just mentioned to this person like, oh, yeah, I got to talk to Brian, blah, 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 blah. And without hesitation, this person immediately said how excited they were for the future of Halo under the leadership of Pierre. Like, he gets it. He understands Halo. He's passionate about it. And I think even in that Vidoc, you got to see some of that. They understand the missteps that they did mm-hmm. under 343 Industries. And they're looking to basically, this is a refreshing point in time, for lack of a better word, so that they can now go, okay, that's what we were. We're no longer going to do that. Here's the new leadership. Here's the new direction going on Unreal 5, and are going to move forward with that. And I can say on the engine side, because obviously they're pivoting to Unreal 5.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple things on that. First and foremost, it just opens up the talent pool, right? Because more, you know, part of the issue with Halo Infinite was it was an engine that was tough to develop for. They couldn't turn content around in a timely manner. Now this allows them more flexibility, and they're going to be able to attract more talent to the studio as a result, because Unreal 5 is pretty much a universally used engine around the gaming industry, right? I'm forgetting the other point I wanted to make on the engine. It's like I said, it's used around the fact they talk about in the Vidoc that they were trying to be a gaming studio and a tech company at the same time. So
comments about that from Elizabeth Van Wyk, yep. COO.
Yeah, it was. So this just frees up more time and resources. They can focus on actually making a great game versus having to, you know, cater to this custom engine and trying to maintain it and customize it and all these other things that they were doing. So I did also get to talk to someone that is pretty close to the situation before we recorded. Mm-hmm. And this person told me that because the question was, why announce this now?
Yeah, that was a question on my list, is why now?
So I actually have an answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
This was, for all intents and purposes, a recruiting tool.
Yes.
To the industry, to get more people to come to Halo Studios. And they even talked about that in the Vidoc, that they're looking to get mm-hmm. you know, more talent in. But that's exactly what this was. This was putting out the bat signal to saying, hey, game dev community, we're on Unreal 5 now. We ignore the past reputation that the studio has had. We want you to come work here, and we're going to give you reasons why. So I had that from a very good source that told me that. So yeah, I found that interesting as well.
I'll go ahead and corroborate the motive, at least, and not necessarily that I have it directly from a source. But in game dev, quite a few times you'll see announcements go out long before something's ready to see the light of day, because they need to attract talent to the project. And we've seen it a number of times, I think most recently with the Black Panther project. But yeah, that's a very valid recruitment tool, very valid motivation. I think Chris Matthews, studio art director, was speaking specifically about building up the team again, because we know they've had some turnover over there. Mm-hmm. And that's to be expected with huge shifts in the way that the company is operating. So I have a question for you, because I know we just said this is the time to do it because they need the extra hands, and they want to make sure that they have the right talent in place for whatever is next. We touched on a little bit about who this might be attracting, either new players or new talent to make the game itself. But I'd like to know, like, what are your thoughts on the motivation for making such a big change? We talked for a second about the Combat Evolved and the Master Chief Collection being a little bit more highly praised than more recent games. But what do you think was the overall impact and influence on the leadership from that?
Oh, I can tell you why. And again, this is my personal opinion. No one's told me this, but I can tell you why. Because it's Halo. It is the flagship. Mm-hmm. There is no Xbox without Halo. They are not about to celebrate 25 years of being Xbox if it was not for that game in November of 2001. So they, again, this goes back to the legacy of 343. Again, let's just keep it honest here. Since Halo 4, it's been misstep after misstep with Halo. It just has been. I mean, fast forward to what Infinite was supposed to be. Infinite was supposed to be a celebration, the 20th anniversary. It launched in a perfectly fine state, but they could not post-launch keep up with the demand for content, missing modes. It launched feature incomplete. They cannot do that again. Like, again, I just referenced back when I got a chance to talk to Brian Gerard, and he's community lead over at now Halo Studios. When I was talking to him, he's very candid about the fact that they missed their window of relevancy with Infinite. It's just the truth. Because you launch so disjointed, because you launch a campaign without Forge, without the co-op, all these things, the multiplayer missing all the modes that fans were wanting and expecting by the time, because think about it, it was about 18 to 24 months later by the time Infinite was feature complete. It's too late. It was too late at that point. People walked away. I mean, think about it. Look at the numbers when, remember, they did that stealth launch of the multiplayer beta. Go look at the numbers of people that were playing it in the first month compared to what was playing it 12 months later. I mean, huge abandonment of the game. Sure, some people like myself came back when you got more features in there, but nowhere near those initial numbers. So there's still an excitement for Halo. Halo is still a relevant IP, but you cannot continue to let down your community over and over. So this is where you've essentially seen all the leadership at 343 is gone. Yeah. Just is, right? So it's new leadership that's in there. They're changing the name of it, and they're taking the game in a different direction now, so that when whatever this next version of Halo is that comes out, it launches feature complete day one. You listen to the community. You put in things that are relevant to the audience today, not the audience, you know, the old people like me from 20 years ago. Because another thing that I talk about a lot is my kids. They don't play Halo. It's not cool. It's not a game for them. So look, I'm not saying you need to drastically change the game to where it's unrecognizable, but you do need to modernize certain things about Halo to attract that newer generation of people. So they have a grand opportunity on November 15th, 2026. It's the 25th anniversary, not only of Xbox, but of Halo. I'll be shocked if there's not something ready to go at that point, because that's the chance right there. There's going to be a lot of attention on Xbox at that time, a lot of celebrating. I can't imagine they missed it, because they missed a 20-year. You remember they missed the other window with the launch of the Series X. So here you go. 25 years. Let's get Halo out. Let's get something that people can be excited about.
Yeah. So speaking of what people can be excited about and maybe some speculation, and for clarity, I do work with different clients that work on Xbox projects. I do not have any insight into what's going on with Halo Studios or the team. So all of my comments will be purely speculation, just to put that disclaimer out there. I have a theory. I want to know what you think of it. So what can we expect from Halo Studios next? If I'm putting all of the context together of what we saw in the video, what we know about the timing of the 25th anniversary, what we know that's going on in other areas of Xbox, I'm seeing someone from Epic in the VODOC that we got this weekend. I'm seeing, you know, the way that Call of Duty is presented now that the Activision acquisition is final. My prediction is very similar to Fortnite. We'll have a Halo hub. And within the Halo Hub, you can click into the Combat Evolved remaster that I've heard a lot of people hoping for, especially you. You can click into the Master Chief Collection. You can click into Infinite's multiplayer. You can click into whatever else they have next so that you have one central ecosystem for everything Halo, similar to how you go into Fortnite and then you can play Save the World. You can play Battle Royale. You can play the Rock Band clone. You can play the racing game, similar to how you open up, you know, Call of Duty app. You can go into zombies. You can go into multiplayer. You can go into campaign. What is your thought on my theory? And what do you think fills that out? What gets people excited to download this hub?
I think you're right. Number one, I share your sentiment. And I think it is remaking Combat Evolved.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
That's the hub system seller.
I think that's the play. That makes the most sense. Let's take it all the way back to the beginning. And my twist on it is, I don't think it's because we, you know, we already have Combat Evolved Anniversary. I don't think this has to be a one-to-one remake. I think it stays somewhat faithful to the story, but then it is allowed to pivot the franchise into a different direction post that game so that Halo 2 isn't necessarily Halo 2. You know, some of the characters, the Arbiter, things like that come back, but I think this is their opportunity to now retell the beginning of the story with Master Chief and Cortana and take it in another direction versus what we've seen the past almost 25 years at this point. Because, again, let's just be honest. They abandoned that story at the end of Infinite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 5 was all over the place anyways. And then you pivoted into this. So chances of them continuing that story from Infinite doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Let's go. They're doing essentially doing the same thing with Gears of War. Let's just go back to the beginning here.
So you
have characters that we know people care about. You have John 117. You have Cortana. You have Sergeant Johnson. You have Miranda Keys, Captain Keys. You got obviously the Arbiter, like I brought up before. You have 343 Guilty Spark. There are characters there that we're familiar with, but you can tell it in a different way. You can humanize Chief earlier than they tried to do later in the Halo franchise, right? You can obviously key in on that relationship that he has with Cortana. There's so many different things they can do. We can get more of the Arbiter's backstory, which I think would be fascinating to do. And they already talked about it. This isn't going to be one Halo project. They're going to do multiple Halo projects. I think you will have your standard Master Chief story, but there's an opportunity here to do other things in different genres as well. It doesn't just have to be a first person shooter. They've obviously already shown a third person shooter, right? Mm-hmm.
Skins.
Yeah. You got to show off the skins. There's a chance to bring back the Flood, you know, essentially, which again, I got corrected on the Flood for the main Halo game has not been around since Halo 3. That was 2007. The Flood did come back for Halo Wars 2 briefly in 2017, but that's it. What if we had a survival horror game featuring the Flood in your ODST?
Well, we did see some specific bespoke Flood environments in that Vidoc.
We did. This is my point. This is again where I'm saying if you get people that understand Halo and what people want from Halo, this is their chance to be able to put that on display. Another point, like you bring up the Vidoc, biomes. We saw biome diversity.
Yeah.
What essentially would be a Halo ring. I want to see that. We thought we were going to get that one Infinite and we didn't, you know?
Yeah, they all look
so
pretty.
This is their chance.
Pretty Seattle-like.
But to your point about the hub, I mean, again, Master Chief Collection already exists. So there's already those legacy maps that you can play through it. I think if you do this Halo remake, you can bring back some of those legacy maps in Unreal 5. And then you can obviously iterate on that moving forward. So there's an opportunity here for them. And I think it's going to come quicker than we think. Because I can't imagine 2026 passes by and we don't have something new from Halo.
Yeah. So what else would you like to see? You mentioned a product like something in the survival horror genre. Yeah. But what else would you like to see Halo Core evolve? Because we've seen, you know, Grapple Hook, we have different powers and stuff and the movesets. And of course, they've gone completely off the deep end with the different skins that we've seen in the Battle Pass. But what are you looking for in a new Halo game?
You know what they need to do. and it can, you can, it'll be a straight up ripoff, but it is what it is. Halo Helldivers. It's the ODST.
ODST.
I mean, obviously we've talked forever about them potentially doing a battle royale, but if they can do a Helldivers-esque Halo game with the ODST, I'm all for that. That would be so amazing to see.
Of a mix of what is the tower defense mode? I'm forgetting it.
Oh, now I'm blanking on it too. I know what you're talking about.
a mixture of that and just like some more generic PvE exploration. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, okay. And you know something Halo 5 did that they abandoned, which I really wish they would bring back. Was it literally called Warzone? What was it called? Where it was PvP, PvE mixture. That big.
Oh, yeah.
The big. You know what I'm talking about. I think I do.
I actually want to remember what this is. Halo 5. PvE mode. Firefight is what I'm thinking of.
No, not Firefight.
Warzone Firefight.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to see him do that. I mean, again, there's a chance here. And now, to bring this back to what we're talking about, the next thing we see, I think you got to establish the baseline first, obviously.
Yeah.
You got to reintroduce Chief, Cortana, whether it's Combat Evolved or something else. Establish this is the new direction we're taking Halo. And then you can start to iterate and experiment off of that. Because you got to imagine, it's not going to just be Halo Studios making Halo games. Obviously, they've been partnering with Certain Infinity already over the years, and they had already been rumored to be doing some kind of battle royale. That may still be happening. We just don't know. But I could see other studios getting involved, especially now that they're going to Unreal 5. And this is probably part of the reason for going to Unreal 5. It's going to allow them to be more flexible and to partner with more people to be able to assist with them creating new games. Because with Slipspace, I can't go to, I'm trying to think of random Bethesda studio, but you get my point. I can't go to id and say, hey, id, I want you to help us with this Halo game. And they're like, look, we know id tech. We don't know nothing about the Slipspace stuff. I can't help you with that. But obviously, like the Coalition, people like that, people that are familiar with Unreal can assist them and help them with assets and, you know, build out these games and do it quicker than we've seen. That's been their number one problem, is they've just simply not been able to turn these games around in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what else is missing from this story? Because I can see why they want to make this announcement now. I can see why they're sort of staffing up and getting ready for a big moment around the 25th anniversary. Hopefully, if they miss the window, they miss it. You know, take your time, make sure the game is developed correctly and don't crunch people. But what is the missing ingredient that Halo has not quite figured out, either when it first launched or in subsequent years when they changed over to 343, where that will bring in that new wave of new players? Because as we see, the data shows all the kids play on their phones, like they're not buying consoles anymore. We have this weird ass hardware race that we're all trying to monitor. Like, what's the win that you see for Halo with Xbox's new strategy?
That is a fascinating question, because I don't know. And I think that's part of the problem, is you can't just stay static. You got to do something different. So obviously we've already talked about experimenting with like a battle royale or like a Helldivers type thing or survival horror type thing. Mm-hmm. But I think for mainline Halo, number one, you obviously have to have a compelling campaign. That's fun. I personally think, simplify it in a way. Again, this is where I talk about going back to the basics. I think while Infinite with the grapple hook and all that and the equipment is cool, do I necessarily need all of that? I don't know. You know, maybe simplify it more. But also, again, with like a third person mode, like you talked about showing off your skins. We know people like the fashion show. They want to show the stuff off. They want to be able to utilize social media to show the cool things that they've done. I think Forge is going to be critical for this next one.
Launch without it again.
Yeah. Again, you got to have it at launch. But what is Forge going to look like in Unreal 5? What tools are you going to be able to hand the community and let their creativity, you know, go wild? We, even in Infinite right now, you see some outstanding stuff. So if they can make that even easier to enable more creators, to make things on their own, I think is going to be critical for them. Obviously, the multiplayer has to be fun. I mean, we know that in whatever form that turns out to be. I think continue to iterate on Firefight. I think there is for a cooperative PvP/E mode where you're going up against AI, obviously with your friends, that's going to be a lot of fun as well. Yeah, like I said, I don't know. I don't have the direct answer because if I did, I probably worked there, right? But there's, like I said before, there's an opportunity. But I think, and to kind of just bring relevant stuff into this now, like you look at Concord, obviously that didn't work because you were making a game that the mode you were making was no longer relevant for today's audience. So I think part of whatever success they're going to have with Halo is paying attention to current trends and not being afraid to pivot if you need to. Don't stick your head in the sand and emerge from it 4 years later. And a great idea that was 4 years ago is no longer the great idea now. You put it out, nobody cares. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's currently relevant right now might not be relevant 2 years from now. We just don't know. But yeah. It's going to be critical to listen to the community. What do people want? What are people having fun with? Honestly, don't listen to old people like me. Listen to my kids because I matter, but I don't matter if that makes sense. Right. Mm-hmm. Because you're trying to get the new generation. They already got me. I'm going to play Halo. If you put it out, I'm there. But the new generation who has been hesitant on it, you got to give them an incentive to want to pick it up and go play it.
Yeah. They got to get all those Robux kids into Forge and make the new Goofball or Floor is Lava clone or whatever. So it'll go viral on TikTok and then everybody starts playing there. Right.
Yeah,
it's just all UGC. That's the future. Well, any other final thoughts? I mean, I know this is something you probably talked to death about by now. It's just one day later, but by far the biggest news to come from Halo Camp in a while. What is your sort of parting impression about everything? Do you think there's hope for the future of Halo?
I definitely think there's a future for Halo. Again, just everything that we've already outlined right now, this was the change that was needed for it on multiple levels, from leadership and from a technical standpoint. This is what Halo needed. Clearly, Xbox is still invested in Halo. They're not shying away from it. They're not saying, well, we got Activision and Bethesda now. We don't need to worry about Halo. Like I said before, I think they understand Halo is Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
I think I forget the exact quote Phil said years ago, but it stands true today. If they misstep with Halo, then they lost their way with Xbox or something like that. They've been misstepping with Halo. So if you want to get the overall brand right, you got to get your flagship right. And it looks like that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, agreed. I'm really happy to see them truly put their foot down and say like, okay, no, we're standing behind this still. We're pouring additional support behind it. It's not getting shuttered. It's not getting cut up and split across different other studios to try to piecemeal something together. Like they're really giving full chance for this group, this new team, to your point, to truly come together and make something of their own, which is very exciting. And yeah, they all agreed. Sound like they care, right? Like yes. Everybody we heard from sounds like they really love Halo and they're not just there to do their job and then go home at the end of the day. Like they really want it to succeed, which does make a difference at the end of the day. It may not be the only thing you need for a successful project, but it sure does help. And it's great that it doesn't sound like anybody over there is phoning it in. So all of our luck to all of our best wishes and luck to the team, because I want to see Halo be cool again. You know, like my niece and nephew played Halo and then they stopped. And I'm like, okay, now what do you do? Just Call of Duty again, I guess. But I would like to. I like to get a little sword action in my playtime.
I completely agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's all we got. You want to close the show for us?
Sure. I will say again, because Danny's not here, so we can do what we want. I don't need to worry about Danny. Danny,
yeah, you're the
rush it off
now.
And close it. I honestly feel like I talk too much. So did you? No, seriously. Like, was there anything that you wanted to add to it that I missed? Because I hate to feel like I dominated that conversation.
I don't think you did. I mean, just general feeling, I really want to see Halo step into the future as we've been talking about. And the future of Halo is inherently tied to the future of Xbox. And so wanting one to succeed means you need them both to really have a solid plan. I feel like we've seen a really great solid plan from the Halo studios, at least in their ethos of how they want to build this new project. Well, they didn't call it a game, and how it informs their games moving forward. I still need to see that ethos from Xbox. And I know there's lots of speculation about what we might be hearing about whenever we're hearing about it. But I would love to know how the two are connected. If there is a Halo hub, which I really hope there is, because I love hubs, they help me find new stuff, right? They help me find new stuff in a universe and a mechanic system that I'm familiar with and I'm a fan of. But if there is a new Halo hub, is it just all in the cloud? Do we play it on my Steam Deck? Do we play it on some new handheld? Do I play it on a PlayStation that is honestly collecting dust since I stopped playing Astrobot? Like, Where are we going to be experiencing Halo and how? That's my next sort of question that I'm looking out for.
Yeah, you actually brought up a great point. I forgot to bring up during the conversation. This is, again, why I think holiday 2026 is critical. I am convinced we are getting new hardware in 2026. That'd be great. Be it a console, be it a handheld, whatever. So it just makes sense that if they're doing that, you've got to have the flagship there. I for the longest thought it was going to be Gears of War E-Day. That just seemed logical. It's the 20-year anniversary of Gears of War. It makes sense. But if you can have a Halo ready during that 25th anniversary, that's the game that you pair with it, 100%.
Yeah, take it back to the beginning.
Yep.
That's beautiful. I would love to see both.
I don't think they'll do both. That would be that's like arguably their two biggest IPs, so I don't think they would do both at the same time.
We get holiday and we get summer.
But we're gonna get one of them. That I'm convinced. There will be one of them at that 25th anniversary. It just makes too much sense.
Yeah. No, hopefully Halo Studios is able to staff up a bunch of Unreal 5 talent and get the shit out the door, and we can enjoy it 2 years from now.
Yep. Agreed.
Fingers crossed. All right. Well, that's all I got.
All right. Well, that's all I got. Well, this has been another episode of Gamertag Radio 1372. No Danny, no Pete. And you see how good it was when they're not there. I just want to point this out. You get Rihanna, no Danny or Pete. It's fantastic. And I probably talk too much. But honestly, it's great that you and I get to collab on an episode because I don't think we've ever done it. I don't think we've I think this is the first time. Yeah.
We haven't. We've been guests on the same things. Yeah. And you and I were both on the Paramount Plus after show for the Halo live action series, but we never talked about the games together.
I know.
So that's fun.
I know. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. Well, I'm sure we'll be talking about a lot more stuff real soon. Mm-hmm. But again, I want to thank everybody for checking out this episode. Make sure subscribe, follow us on social media, all those fun things. Obviously, we have our other various projects. By the way, can you, as we get out of here, talk about the solo project that you're doing? Because I'm actually very excited for this.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that tee up. I have recently rebranded all my socials and my channels to The Rihanna MP. And MP kind of stands for a lot of things because I'm obsessed with naming things. It's, of course, Manuel Pena, which is my last name, but also multiplayer and mother person and just like lots of different things that are all part of this unique constellation of attributes and interests that make up what I want to talk about. And I am excited and nervous to finally have a platform where I can say whatever I want, do whatever I want. As a business owner, I'm being very responsible with that. But also, like, I just have a lot of things that I want to talk about that aren't SEO friendly. And I chase SEO for a living sometimes with clients. And I want to just be able to talk about whatever the hell I'm interested in on my channel. So you'll see me talk about old games. You'll see me talk about movies that you watched 2 years ago. Like, you'll see me talk about all kinds of stuff over there, but hopefully from an interesting and new lens that you haven't really experienced before. And my hope is that I can sort of like bring some attention to things that maybe didn't get enough love the first time around, because there's a lot of content out there, a lot of games, a lot of movies, a lot of TV to consume, and all of it deserves a fair shot. So my intent is to shine a light on things that I think are worth your time.
I just have to say, I'm so happy that you're doing this, because you're uber talented. And I think your voice, without my dumbass or Danny's dumbass getting in the way, so that you can clearly have your voice, your style, your aesthetic on the content that you're going to make. It's exciting. It really is. And
thank you.
I'm really, truly, honestly looking forward to seeing more of it. And it is Let me say this, because I feel like I've not had a chance to fully articulate this to you directly. So,
oh boy. Okay, I'm nervous.
No. This is a good thing. I was genuinely bummed that What's Good ended. I understood why, right? Mm-hmm. I genuinely bummed, because, you know, obviously I love all three of you. And to see that you're going to continue to do content outside of that, it makes me happy. And I know the three of you are obviously going to go different directions and still do things and be very active in the community. And that's great. But let's just keep it a buck again. There's not enough black women in this industry doing what we do. And for you to be a prominent figure kind of leading that charge is what we need. So I'm very happy to see that. I can't wait to see, because I'm putting it this way. You're going to do and say things that myself and Danny are not going to do.
Hopefully.
And that is very important. Oh, no, you, especially Danny. But you're going to have your own unique voice out there. And we need that. We definitely need that. So, again, congrats on doing it. I'm very excited for it. And I can't wait to see more.
Thank you. It'll be a slow drip at the beginning. You know, I got to get my sea legs. We still don't have childcare permanently. Like, we're figuring this out. But
yeah
I'm going to make a commitment to at least post several times a month. How about that?
Nice.
That's what I can promise people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's we're in an interesting time, because obviously you and Danny do Danny Rihanna Show. You're doing this. Obviously, all of us are doing GTR together. I do stuff on Kind of Funny. You know, I do my own little YouTube channel stuff. I get people
not
mad
little,
at me on social
not
media.
Not little YouTube. It's pretty good.
I'm lazy. You know, I'm so lazy. I am so lazy. That is just the God honest truth. I know I should be doing more.
It's hard. I'm like, do
I want to? Maybe not. We'll see as we go into 2025. I'm going to try and be more active on it. But that's why I don't boost it up that much, because I feel like I'm going to set people up for an expectation. I'm going to fail.
Yeah, we really messed up saying Dan Rihanna Show would be on every Wednesday. Yeah. We missed a few.
Yeah. But I do think it's important that all of us, you know, stretch our creative legs and do different things and get our voices out there. It is such a different landscape than what it was when Danny and I first started to now, because we have so many different channels that we can put content on and have our voices heard. So I think the more that we put out there, just the better, whether it's all of us together or separately, because everybody associates all of us together anyway. So even if I put out something or Danny puts out something, they assume it's all us anyways, which is a great thing. But except Pete in the Poconos, living his best life.
Pete is secretly a Bond villain. We don't know what he's doing. He's running around in Louis Vuitton scarves, looking over vistas and beautiful drone shots.
Yep. Totally. But all right, I will end it here so we don't ramble too much. But again, I hope people enjoy the episode. So happy that you and I got to do this.
Yes.
And this is Gamertag Radio, episode 1372. I'm Paris. That's Rihanna. And we will see you guys again real soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.